أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر. ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. رسول من الله يتلو صحفا مطهرة فيها كتب قيمة. وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا الله مخلصين له الدين حنفاء ويقيموا الصلاة ويؤتوا الزكاة وذلك دين القيمة. إن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين في نار جهنم خالدين فيها أولئك هم شر البرية. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك هم خير البرية. جزاؤهم عند ربهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا. رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك لمن خشي ربه. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها. يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم. فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا. إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد. وإنه لحب الخير لشديد. أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور. إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القارعة ما القارعة وما أدراك ما القارعة. يوم يكون الناس كالفراش المبثوث وتكون الجبال كالعهن المنفوش. فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية. وأما من خفت موازينه فأمه هاوية. وما أدراك ما هي. نار حامية. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر. كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون. كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين. لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين. ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر. إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة الذي جمع ماله وعدده يحسب أن ماله أخلده كلا لينبذن في الحطمة وما أدراك ما الحطمة نار الله الموقدة التي تطلع على الأفئدة إنها عليهم مؤصدة في عمد ممددة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لإيلاف قريش إيلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف فليعبدوا رب هذا البيت الذي أطعمهم من جوع وآمنهم من خوف. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي دين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفره إنه كان توابا.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تبت يدا أبي لهب وتب ما أغنى عنه ماله وما كسب سيصلى نارا ذات لهب وامرأته حمالة الحطب في جيدها حبل من مسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. صدق الله العظيم.
Just before we commence the dua, I would just like to read out what is written in the back of the Quran about duas being accepted at the khatam of the Quran. It is reported in several ahadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the acceptance of dua upon the completion of every khatam of the Quran is assured. In one hadith it is stated, when a person completes the Quran, the malaika kiss him between the eyes. In another hadith it is reported, whosoever completes the Quran during the early hours of the day, the malaika ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show mercy on such a person for the balance of the day. Likewise, whoever completed at the commencement of the night, then the angels ask Allah ta'ala to show mercy on such a person for the balance of the night. It is reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, whosoever recites the Quran and performs dua thereafter, then 4,000 malaika will say Ameen upon his dua.
اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهل يا غياث المستغيث يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحم يا الله يا الله it is only through your fazal, your karam, your kindness. Ya Allah, you made it possible for this Quran to be made khatam tonight, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, accept the tilawat of the Quran Majeed. Accept the tilawat of those who recited, my Allah. All those who recited whatever portion of your Quran Majeed, my Allah. From the beginning of Ramadan right till this very night, my Allah. And every single person, whatever portion they heard of the Quran Majeed, my Allah. Especially those brothers who made that sacrifice. Every day from Asr to Maghrib they sat and they listen attentively to every harf of your Quran being recited, my Allah. Oh my Allah, accept this Quran, Majeed. Accept the khatam of the Quran, Majeed, my Allah. Forgive us for any shortcomings, my Allah. Ya Allah, for not reciting correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, for any errors, any blunders we made, Ya Allah, in the tajweed or any aspect, my Allah. Oh my Allah, it is only your fazal, your karam. You gave us this ni'mat, my Allah. Oh Allah, accept it, my Allah. Accept it. On the day of Qiyamah, when we stand before our mizan, my Allah, then we must see, ya Allah, this Qur'an Majeed that we recited in the month of Ramadan, and all the other tilawat and khatam we made, ya Allah, it must be presented before us. Oh my Allah, it must come on the scale of our good deeds, my Allah. Oh my Allah. We have read in the kitabs, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that the Roza and the Quran Majeed will intercede on behalf of the person. That person who kept Roza and the one who recited the Quran Majeed on the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, it will tell you, fasting will tell you, oh my Allah, I prevented this person from food and drink. Oh my Allah, I'm interceding on his behalf today, on her behalf. Oh Allah, grant them Jannat. And similarly, the Qur'an Majeed will say, oh my Allah, I prevented this person's sleep. Oh my Allah, he recited me. Now I'm seeking intercession on his behalf. Oh my Allah, you will accept both the Qur'an Majeed and the fasting intercession. And this person will be safe from the fire of Jahannam. Oh my Allah, you will give him Jannat. Oh my Allah, we thank you for this ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned in the Quran Majeed, لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If we make shukr, you will increase us in this ni'mat. Oh my Allah, make our tongues be moist with your dhikr, moist with the tilawat of the Quran Majeed, especially after the month of Ramadan. Oh my Allah, our hearts are feeling the pain, my Allah. Ya Allah, this is the 29th night. You alone know best whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah.
the blessings and reward of Laylatul Qadr, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, this is the last two spins we have left in this washing machine of ours, my Allah. To become pure and clean, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are so filthy, my Allah. All the time, ya Allah, we get evil thoughts coming to us. We have hasad, pride, arrogance, my Allah, malice and jealousy. Oh, my Allah, in the masjid also we contemplate filth, my Allah. Hasad comes into our heart and pride and jealousy and enmity, my Allah. Outside the masjid, ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ey Malik, ey Kareem, ya Allah. We've got no other odd nights to cry, and, ya Allah. But oh, my Allah, you are still there, my Allah. You are baqi. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, for forgiveness. Ya Allah. Tere kis naam se tujhe pukare, my Allah. Walillahi al-asma'ul husna. Oh, my Allah, you've got such beautiful names. Ya Allah, you are Aziz, Hakim, Latif, Khabir, Sami', Basir, Hakam, Adal, Qabid, Basit. Oh, my Allah. You are Rauf, Rahim, Rahman, Kareem, Dhul Arsh al-Majid, Dhul Jalali wal-Ikram. Oh, my Allah, which name of yours must we take tonight that will make you pleased, my Allah? Oh, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, up to you, Allah, send down your rains of rahmat upon us. Forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to be among those people. The month of Ramadan came and went by and they are not forgiven. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight. Aajizi ke saath. Ya Allah, girya uzari ke saath. Ya Allah, with humility, my Allah. Ab tu maaf farma. Ya Allah, duas accepted at the khatam of the Quran and Majid. Your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us this. We recited the ahadith, my Allah. Angels kiss the person's forehead, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many angels say ameen to the dua. Ya Allah, ab tu hidayat ka faisla farma de. Ya Allah, maghfirat farma de. Ya Allah, sab ko bakhsh de. Ya Allah, parne wale ko bhi, aur sunne walo ko bhi, ya Allah. Ya Allah, every person, my Allah. Our mothers and sisters listen to the Quran Majeed every day attentively, my Allah, over the receiver. Adab ke saath they sit, my Allah. They do not worry about preparations and doing and wasting their time in other matters, my Allah. Ya Allah, they sacrifice their time. Oh, my Allah, to listen to your kalam. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got no other actions to present before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive every single guna of ours, my Allah. All the major sins we committed, every minor sin we committed, any type of sin we committed, my Allah, jaan bushkar kiye hue. Ya Allah, whatever we did deliberately, ya Allah, whatever we did unintentionally, ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, in the darkness of the night, ya Allah, we hid from every person besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, in broad daylight, ya Allah, in privacy, in public, those filthy gunas we did with our friends, my Allah. Ya Allah, at times we blurt out things, ya Allah, which are so futile. That makes our heart so heavy. It takes us to the ebb of Jahannam, my Allah. We don't realize what statements we make. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, ya Allah. Hum to nadim hai, ya Allah. Sharminda hai, ya Allah. Maafi chahte hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, aaj, tonight, if you're not going to forgive us, ya Allah, we do not know whether we will see another good occasion like this. Another blessed occasion like this, ya Allah. The 29th of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you to forgive us. Ya Allah, when your banda makes guna, he says, aznabtu, maine guna kar liya. Oh, my Allah. You give jawab, you say satartu, maine parda poshi farma diya. Allah, you say, I have hid that sin, I have concealed it, I have not revealed it to any person. Oh, my Allah. And then when your banda raises his hands and he says, tubtu ya Allah, ey Malik, maine toba kar liya. Oh, my Allah, then you give jawab. And then you say, qabiltu, maine qabool kar liya. Oh, my Allah, show us, ya Allah, the shan of your forgiveness, ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have said in the Quran, you are Tawwab. You are full of forgiveness. You forgive so much and so much and so much, Ya Allah. And a banda, after seeking your forgiveness and after you forgiving him, if he still commits the guna, and if he turns again to you, then too you prepare to forgive him. Even if he does this 1,000 times also, my Allah. Where can we get an Allah like you, my Allah? Any other person in the world, my Allah, any other king of this world, any relative of ours, any friend of ours, if we harm the person, we hurt the person, we disobey the person, my Allah, one or two times he will forgive us. Maybe a few more times he may forgive us. After that he says, don't ever see me again. I don't want to see you rest of my life. How many parents have thrown their children out of their homes? For life they haven't seen the children again. Ya Allah, because the children were disobedient to them. Oh my Allah, you are so loving, so kind. Ya Allah, despite us being disobedient to you, disloyal to you, not showing shukr to you, and you have provided so much for us. Allah, you have given us everything we desired. We just raised our hands, my Allah, and you gave it to us. Ya Allah, without any effort, Ya Allah. You give us the air to breathe in. You give us water, food, clothing, Ya Allah. So much of comfort, Ya Allah. So much of luxury. Our Dasar Khan were full in the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, almost every masjid, Ya Allah. Dasar Khan were full. There was so much of dates and so much of other things to eat, my Allah. When we go home, our Dasar Khan, our tables are full. Oh my Allah, after Tarawih also we have something to eat, at the time of Sehri also. Ya Allah, in these weekends the food outlets are open whole night, my Allah. Ya Allah, we eat so much, Ya Allah. We have so much of comfort, so much of pleasure. Oh my Allah, but still we forget you, Ya Allah. We forget you, Ya Allah. It is only when some musibah comes upon our head, and then we run to you and we cry to you. But my Allah, you still help us. You still help us. You are so full of kindness. Ya Allah, you are so loving. Oh my Allah, do not deprive any person tonight, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, especially these brothers who are present here tonight in this masjid, Ya Allah. Do not deprive any person, Ya Allah. Do not deprive any ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, it was this ummat for whom Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam cried and cried and cried and cried. The sound of a boiling kettle will come out of his heart, may Allah. Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. To such an extent, Ya Allah, we have heard from the ulama-i kiram that when my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world, those sahaba who were burying him, they heard something. When they listened closely, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that point also, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Rahmatulil Alameen, he was, my Allah. Oh, my Allah. He made so much of sacrifices for us. Ya Allah, he bore all the pain and suffering and torture and misery, Ya Allah. So that deen could come to us, Ya Allah. We have received this deen on a golden platter, my Allah. Without any sacrifice on our side. And therefore, we have made no qadr whatsoever. We have not appreciated and valued this deen, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, do not snatch away this deen from us. Do not snatch away iman from us. Help us to treasure iman, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protected. We want serenity, my Allah. We want comfort. We are full of misery, gham and hum and worries and hardships and problems upon problems, my Allah. People are suffering. Ya Allah, there are so many people suffering. People are in dukh and pain, my Allah. Young girls have been divorced, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, some have got children to look after, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those husbands don't even want to care for those children, Ya Allah. That masoom child grows up, Ya Allah, without any father, without the love and care of a father. He has to be looked after his grandparents. Oh, my Allah, how hard have we become? How hard have we become? With so much of knowledge you have given us. With the press of one button today, we can get Bukhari Sharif on our computer. Translation and tafsir of Quran and Majid at our homes, my Allah. On our cell phones also, my Allah. We've got everything on our disposal, my Allah. So much of ulum and darul ulums and madaris and makatib and institutions, Ya Allah. With all this still, Ya Allah, our hearts are so hard. We behave like ignorant people, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. When we heard that qissa of that sahabi who came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I have committed terrible sin in the time of Jahiliyyah. My Rasulullah sallam, listen to him. Hey Allah, what did he say? He said, Oh my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of ignorance, it was terrible for us to have a daughter. And my wife gave birth to a beautiful girl. She pleaded to me not to kill my daughter. So at that moment, I didn't do anything. But after some time came, I felt, how I'm going to expose this child? We hid her in our home. What will my friends say? That you have got a daughter? You should be disgraced. Oh my Allah. Then I took my child and we went into the forest, into the jungle. It was a hot day. I began to dig the hole. My masum little daughter, she grabbed the spade from me, not knowing what was happening. She said, Oh my father, let me help you. And then she began to dig, not realizing it was her own qabr. After that hole was dug, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I grabbed my daughter and I pushed her in. She began to cry and scream, Oh my father, what did I do? What did I do? And I took the sand and I stuffed it into her mouth until she was no longer. Rasulullah turned his face, he cried. He could not take it, he could not tolerate it. The sahabi was forgiven because he accepted Islam. But it bothered him. Ya Allah, in the 30th parah we recited today, وَإِذَا الْمَوْهُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ When the child that was buried alive will be asked on the day of Qiyamah, what guna that you did, my child, that you were buried in this way? Oh my Allah! Today we read in the newspaper that Ya Masum child is baked in an oven. Oh my Allah. Ya Allah, they are dumped into a gutter. Ya Allah, what level have we stooped to? Ya Allah, we have got no insaniyat left in our lives anymore. We behave like animals. Ya Allah. Oh my Allah. Then you send your rock upon us and then we complain. Oh my Allah, we are inviting your rock. But my Allah, we are so weak, we beg you, my Allah, do not send your azab upon. We won't be able to take it, my Allah. We will be finished, my Allah. Ya Allah, for the sake of some of your bandas, Ya Allah, who have got that close connection with you. Ya Allah, we beg you, my Allah, not to send any azab upon us. You have shown us so many signs, so many signs. Ya. Last year also, Ya Allah, in so many places there were earthquakes, Ya Allah. Masoom lives, children were under the rubble, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there were volcanoes and hurricanes and floods and so many things, Ya Allah. You are showing us your signs, your warning signs. Despite this, my Allah, we hear it for a few moments, we may shed some tears, we talk about it. But we go back to those things that angers you. Oh my Allah, give us that himmat and courage now to shun those gunas and to hate those filthy things, my Allah. Help us, my Allah. We can't do it on our own, Ya Allah. Hum to bahut aajiz hai, bahut kamzor hai. Ya Allah, I know, Ya Allah, that you are going to help us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not going to let us down, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are part of the last of, part of your ummati, of your beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do not know when Qiyamah will take place, my Allah. You know best, my Allah. But all the minor signs of Qiyamah are in front of us, my Allah. Children are disobedient to the parents. Husband and wife, there is no muhabbat. Ya Allah, gambling and alcohol and music. Everything, Ya Allah, is in our homes, Ya Allah. Every type of guna, Ya Allah. We are seeing it prevalent, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have kept peace and serenity in your dhikr. Ya Allah, grant us the halawat of your dhikr. Give us the halawat of iman. Give us that himmat and courage, Ya Allah, to be strong, Ya Allah, against guna. When shaitan enough tries to persuade us and seduce us, Oh Allah, what Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ala ma'ad Allah, I seek my Allah's protection. I seek my Allah's pana. I seek my Allah's refuge. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Give us that courage to say La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Give us that courage, Ya Allah, in our workplaces, Ya Allah. When we are tempted, Ya Allah, with women coming in front of us, Ya Allah. Make us remember of you, remind us of you, Ya Allah. Make us make your dhikr, Ya Allah. Help us to make sincere tawbah and istighfar and turn away from that, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, when we are tempted to cast a lustful glance, Ya Allah, help us to create some good means that we do not get that opportunity of casting a haram gaze on an ahmar moment. Ya Allah, make us enjoy our halal wives, Ya Allah. Let us not go to the casino, gambling dens, Ya Allah, rave clubs and prostitute dens, Ya Allah, and commit zina, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we have become overwhelmed, Ya Allah. We are being overpowered by our shahwat and desires, Ya Allah. We have become slaves to our passions. The moment our passion, the desire, just commands us like an abd, like a slave, a servant. We make sajda to our egos, our whims and fancies. We don't even care anything about you and your beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything is a lip service today, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can sing naat and praise on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Ya Allah, when you test us, Ya Allah, then we don't have real love for Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh my Allah, help us to dress like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Help us to grow our beards. Ya Allah, you give us that himmat. Ya Allah, people will say what they want to say. Ya Allah, we will hear that and we will forget it. We won't worry. But we will worry about the day of Qiyamah when we face our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, and if we did not have any beards in this world, then he will say, you did not like my sunnah. What was wrong with my beard? What was wrong with my face that you could not adopt my style? You adopted the style, the face of my enemies. Allah, oh my Allah, do not embarrass us on the day of Qiyamah. Please, my Allah, do not embarrass us. If our father in this world commands us to do something, our grandfather, oh Allah, we answer that and we follow them. Ya Allah, when our beloved Rasulullah has commanded us so many beautiful teachings, Ya Allah. And all these sunnahs, although we cannot understand the wisdom behind it, there is so much of nur, barakat, rahmat in it. It is the best way of life, the most ajmal, the most akmal way of life. Oh Allah, help us to fulfill every sunnah of Rasul Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Those sunnahs that are not alive, help us to make them zinda again. Oh Allah, protect us from all bala, afat, musibat, dillat, shurur, fitan, mihan, takalif, parishani. Ya qadhi al-hajat, ya dafi al-baliyat, ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, mujib da'wat al-mudarri, rahman al-dunya wal-akhirah wa rahimahuma, warhamna fi hajatina kulliha. Oh Allah, help us fulfill every hajat of ours. Whether it is a money problem, Ya Allah, whether social problem, domestic problem, any type of hajat need that we have got, my Allah. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha, biqadaiha wa najahiha, rahmatan tughnina biha an rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, whatever the parishani is, remove it. Whatever the jayiz desire is, grant it to us. Oh Allah, and now you make us from your walis. Ya Allah, now we are going to be your friend, Ya Allah. Tu hamara banja, hame tera banale. Tu hamara banja, hame tera banale. Kun lana, Ya Allah, you become ours. Wajalna laka khasatan min awliyaik wa ahlik wa khasatik. Oh my Allah. Protect us from the shar of shaitan and his evil, his filth. Protect us from the shar of our nafs. Protect us from the shar of our enemies. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin, from the zulam of the zalimin, from the kaid of the aada and mujimin, from the makr and fareb of the munafiqeen, from the zulam and the udwan of the mu'tadin, from the sihar and the jadu of the sahirin. Allahumma inna naj'aluka fi nuhurihim. ونعوذ بك من شرورهم ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا اغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز. Oh my Allah, we make so much of shukr for all the bounties, especially iman. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, otherwise we would have been outside bursting firecrackers, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you gave us a chance of reciting your Quran, making khatam of the Quran. Ya Allah, we will make your dhikr dua. Ya Allah, you have kept itminan in your dhikr, contentment, peace, success, my Allah. Grant them hidayat also, my Allah. Show them ways, success and the path of success, Ya Allah. You have given it to us. Help us to value and treasure it and not to abandon this path of success, my Allah. Give us istiqamah, especially after the month of Ramadan. All those who are sick and ailing, Ya Allah, there's so many of them, Ya Allah. People have underwent bypass, and some people went from some other operation, some are sick in hospital. They do not know what is wrong with them, they cannot even diagnose what's this disease, Ya Allah. Doctors have failed. Masoom little children are spending these days, Ya Allah. Eid, they'll be in hospital, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many of them are za'if. Oh, Ya Allah, I know so many old people. They take that pain, Ya Allah, of going to the receiver, putting on the receiver, raising their hands and shedding those tears, my Allah. Ya Allah, have rahm on their asu, Ya Allah, on their tears. Because of their tears, Ya Allah, you grant all our du'as, grant every person shifa'i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us leave this world with kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us best of dunya, best of akhirah, halal, rozi, barakat in our rizq, Ya Allah. Give us plentiful, Ya Allah. Give us abundant rozi, Ya Allah. And make us make your shukr, and give us contentment, make us qani', Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, make us use that wealth in the correct way, in the correct places, in the correct avenues, Ya Allah, in such places which will gain your pleasure and not your displeasure. Do not make us take interest and sood, Ya Allah. Protect us from all those haram transactions. Do not make us cheat and deceive our customers, Ya Allah. Make us be honest, good, upright Muslims, Ya Allah. Such with the akhlaq of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that will attract the non-Muslims to Islam. Make us beacons of hidayat. Use us for the khidmat of your deen with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Protect us from riyah, show, ostentation. Remove all the spiritual maladies of our heart. Cleanse our heart and fill your nur tonight, my Allah. Fill your muhabbat in our heart. Your true muhabbat. The true muhabbat of your Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Make us the coolness of our parents' eyes. If they have left this world, Ya Allah. Our grandparents, if they have left this world. Any family members of our mashayikh, asatiza, then grant them jannatul firdaus. Grant them the maghfirat, my Allah. Do not give anybody azab of the qabr. Protect all of us from the azab of the qabr. Protect us from the fitna of mahya and mamat, from the fitna of masihul dajjal, and give us jannatul firdaus. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.